Fitbits help National Fitness Challenge participants set and meet realistic goals, by USAPA Special Contributor. For Ginny Carmack, walking had always been a way to ease her worries, that is, until 2 years ago when she lost all of her vision. "I've always enjoyed walking," the 43-year-old said. "It's been a stress reliever for me over the years, but it was causing more stress than it was relieving stress when I lost all my vision. It became intimidating just to walk a few blocks. Luckily, walking is back to being an enjoyable activity these days, which is important considering Carmack has been wearing a Fitbit and tracking her steps as part of the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes National Fitness Challenge. Slowly but surely, Carmack has gotten back out there, and it's safe to say she's no longer intimidated. If anything, others should be intimidated by all the walking she's been doing. The National Fitness Challenge has impacted the lives of more than 3,000 people who are blind and visually impaired. The goal of the challenge remains the same every year, to raise the physical activity level of each participant, with the goal of engaging in 30 minutes of moderate physical activity and 10,000 steps a day. Here's how it works. Anthem Foundation awarded the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes grant funding, and it has for the fifth year in a row, and USABA partnered with 13 agencies across the nation, including the Missouri affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind, which Carmack is a part of, to recruit participants and provide resources along with physical activity opportunities so that participants could reach their daily goals. The affiliate recruited 34 individuals from chapters across the state. The technology plays a key role in motivating and tracking success. The funding from Anthem Foundation provided a Fitbit Flex 2 wearable device to each participant. The Fitbit acts as a way for people to monitor their progress. It also introduces a level of interaction with other participants, as the 13 groups are competing with their fellow team members on active minutes and number of steps each month. Back to Carmack. Growing up legally blind, she was involved with marching band, and she tried her hand at softball, but really she just liked to walk, so perhaps that's why she was a perfect fit for the challenge. Ever since it started this year, Carmack has been an extremely dependable and reliable participant, said Robin House, the chairperson for the Missouri Group's Sports and Recreation Committee, who has been with the organization for 20 years. So would it surprise you to learn that initially Carmack wasn't so sure about the challenge? In addition to the recent loss of her vision, which happened due to complications involving her glaucoma, Carmack also lives with a heart condition, and she wasn't sure how well she'd do. But Carmack was smart. When she set her step goal at 10,000 a day and failed to reach her mark, she didn't lose hope. Instead, she tweaked the system to her advantage. "It felt discouraging to never reach the 10,000 a day step goal," Carmack said, "but then I learned you can move your goal around, so I started aiming for 4,000 steps a day. Now I'm up to 9,000 a day, and when I hit 9,000, that vibration from the Fitbit gives me that 'yay, I did it' feeling." Carmack said she likes getting the feedback from the wearable device, and her goal is to hit 10,000 a day soon, and she doesn't dismiss her heart condition. Carmack is well aware of how it affects her body. "I have a hard time pushing myself some days," she said, "and then some days I'm more tired than others. I just have to listen to my body." Throughout the week, Carmack walks with her husband or on the treadmill. She also tries to attend the group walks with the NFB Missouri's Lewis and Clark chapter. Stephanie McDowell, 38, has been embarking on the group walks as well. Although she too is visually impaired, tracking her steps and living in St. Louis, just like Carmack, the two are very different. When presented with the opportunity to take part in the challenge, McDowell didn't hesitate. "She has such a positive attitude, it's inspiring," House said. McDowell has faced adversity, but she's always very positive and forward-thinking. Both women display such commitment to the challenge, House said. It was easy for McDowell to commit to the challenge because a lot of her steps come from a normal day's activities. This is her first time wearing a Fitbit. She said she plans to continue all the walking after the challenge is over. It helps that she's not in pain anymore. 3 years ago, McDowell was hit by a car. A driver went up on the curb and smashed right into her. The crash broke McDowell's collarbone and pelvic bone. It really hurt to walk afterward, and recovery was painful, she said. On top of that, McDowell recently had two stents put in her heart. "It's been 6 months," she said. "I get tired easily, but the challenge has helped me get moving again. Being around others helps, and you're supposed to exercise as you recover from a heart attack, eat better, and move around. So it all fell in line." McDowell said she was en route to a cleaner lifestyle, but wearing the Fitbit motivated her even more to keep up with the healthy habits. "She either hits 10,000 steps a day or comes very close," she said. "Between the heart complications and the car accident, I think I've hit my quota for unfortunate health events," McDowell joked. "This has been really fun to see what I'm capable of and how well everyone else is doing," she said. McDowell has been involved with NFB Missouri for 10 years and lived with visual impairment since she was 14. The NFB is headquartered in Baltimore. Missouri, an NFB affiliate, is then broken into chapters, for example, the Lewis and Clark chapter in St. Louis. The Missouri team is the only group of the 13 organizations competing in the challenge with statewide competitors, House said. This marks the NFB Missouri's first year with the challenge as well. It really going well, House said. We love it. For a long time, we wanted to do some work in terms of promoting fitness for blind people and our members, but we didn't have the right framework to build any momentum. Missouri had its own sports and recreation type committee that we just started in the fall when we learned about the National Fitness Challenge from USABA. We thought it'd be perfect. The challenge gave us that direction and framework that we needed. We were kind of asking ourselves, what should our purpose be? We didn't get too far when the opportunity became available. House said the group just finished in third place for the third consecutive month, with 29,344,859 steps in June. We're proud of that, although we'd love to see the top two spots.